Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, normally Big 12 Media Days is just a bunch of blah, blah, blah. But you got enough new guys this year all over the place in the Big 12. It is really a pretty remarkable year of transition in the Big 12 that makes things fairly interesting, Shane. Well, you just from a standpoint of at least getting a sense for some personalities.
Still got Mike Gundy. He's going to give you a few.
Love Mike Gundy.
A few sound bites plus his mullet. You got Lincoln Riley, who had the audacity to say that Jalen Hurts is competing for a starting spot at quarterback.
Thanks.
And you got Chris Klieman, new guy, you know, new kid on the block for K-State. Then you got Les Miles, who, after his introductory press conference, which we'll get to here in just a little bit, part of it anyway, being candid to reporters on the little breakout side of it, you know, when he kind of gets off the podium and answers some individual stuff.
Breakout session,
yeah,
right.
Basically said that his wife said, if you want to get a job, we're going to be fine without you, so please go find one. He said, quote, the truth of the matter is I was not closer to my family. In fact, if anything, my wife wanted me to get a job, unquote. And that sounds harsh, but that's, I don't want to say it's not uncommon, but some of these coaches, when they're just hanging around the house or just playing, you can only play so much golf, they drive their wives crazy.
Oh, my God, of course they do.
Because they're so used. Sure. And them being gone 18 hours of the day, you know, takes some getting used to, you know. But his time at Oklahoma State, LSU, and whatnot, he's a football coach. And so he got the and obviously his wife, Kathy, signed up for that. And so when this KU job came along, it was kind of, I guess, best for the whole family. And that was the part of his little breakout session with friend of the show, Jesse Newell, and others who were on the KU beat. Now, one thing KU fans have to look forward to, I guess, if you want to put it that way, is Les Miles in front of a podium. And sometimes that's worth the price of admission. He seemed to have an uncomfortable moment at the very beginning when he was talking. It seemed like off the cuff, but not, because he kept looking down at what looked like a prepared statement. I don't know if he was losing his place or struggling for the right words or wanted to change on the fly, but he was talking about Puka Williams' suspension with a few pauses. And anyway, here's part of what it sounded like. He's talking about Puka Williams' suspension, and then in addition to that, KU generally offensively, what they'll look like this year.
He's taken responsibility. He's been remorseful. He's learned from this experience, as has our team. We're thankful to have him back, and again, no violence against the woman is okay. The key piece to this is, how do you play to win with your talent? If you have quarterbacks like I think we have, I like our receiving core, we're going to throw the football. Obviously, if we have a great running back or two, we're going to run the football. So it would seem that we would be a team that would be balanced.
Okay. Okay.
So everything is in play here, according to that little look. He's getting paid to win games, not press conferences.
Sure.
But if you want to try to break down a Les Miles presser, then you come to the right place, because he'll give you all kinds of fodder to either say that he's muddled, you can make fun of him, he's not a great public speaker, and he, in 17 seconds or however long that was, he was all over the place. But
sure,
that's the way he is. And
yeah,
that's
I mean,
what
he's always been that
up
way.
For.
I don't. That's the irony, is that his ability to focus in the locker room and on the field is a lot different than the way he communicates. You know,
clearly he's won a lot of games. He's a good coach.
Bill Snyder is exactly the way he is. It's not totally true. There's a little more personality behind closed doors, but I mean, but his attention to detail, you can sense the type of coach that he is, the way that he works, just by the way that he communicates, because he takes care of every single little bit of detail. Guys like Les Miles has always been, okay, ask him a question and let him go. Gene was like that.
Gene made more sense than Les Miles does.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, I'm not saying that. Yeah,
but
Gene
you're right.
But Gene was expansive.
Oh, and Gene was going to talk about what he wanted to talk about, not your question necessarily.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Absolutely. He was very comfortable doing it, yes. I should say. I don't know if Les Miles is particularly comfortable, but he gets all over the place. And he was like that at LSU, too. I don't remember him as much at Oklahoma State. And I know our paths crossed a couple of times, but I don't remember him as much at Oklahoma State. But I think it's going to be really interesting. I don't know how it's going to manifest itself in terms of wins and losses.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be an interesting follow. That'd be a good beat to follow right now.
Oh, my gosh. Regardless really how many wins and losses. And I hate to make fun of Les Miles. I mean, that's not exactly what I'm here to do. But maybe for KU fans that aren't initiated, not familiar with Les Miles, get used to this stuff. Like, what did he just say? You know, I mean.
Well, how long do you think, like KU fans who are long tortured, how long of a leash do they have for a guy like Les Miles? I mean, right now you're just excited because you've got Les Miles. I mean, if you go 2-10 this year, that excitement's going to wane to a degree, isn't it?
Well, he's not going to be much different, if at all, than Charlie Weiss.
Right.
When it comes to that. Now, Weiss was a more aloof, frankly, unlikable, compared to Les Miles. Les Miles is likable.
That's because Charlie Weiss knew that he was smarter than
right.
you.
Right.
He
exactly.
was one of
He's
those guys.
Yeah.
Totally.
So Miles will have a little more cachet and he'll get a little more leash from KU fans just because he seems like a likable guy. And he's got some skins on the wall, like Charlie Weiss did. Different kind, but kind of the same. So how do you define KU fans' patience? We'll have to wait until 2021.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. I think you're right.
Anything more than a couple wins this year, I mean, it's just going to be just the same way. It's Terry Allen and when Mangino took over and Turner Gill. And it's going to be the same. It'll be the same, you know.
It is. A guy with more name recognition, but we've been this way before. With all due respect, this is kind of like the Charlie Weiss hire.
It'll be a honeymoon for a year and a half, 2 years, you know, something like that.
I mean, Les Miles has, I think, has more skins, but it's similar in that they are well-known big-time football guys.
It's look. Eric Wedge is going to face this, Wichita State. There'll be a honeymoon. There'll be still some euphoria in the spring of 2020, even if they start out 8-8, you know, just because of the newness. Same way with Charlie Weiss. If they're 1-4 and, you know, there's a little bit of teeth gnashing, but, you know, let's be patient because these aren't even his guys and this is his first year and,
right.
Part of fandom is being patient when you're trying to rebuild something. So the honeymoon phase is the same for everybody. But to answer your question, maybe, but it's hard to define the length of the patience or the rope, so to say, that they'll give Les Miles. But eventually winning and losing has everything to do with how happy a fan base is.
Well,
what I guess here's the big question. Whenever they get there, what's the tipping point, wins and losses wise, for a KU fan? Like, when will they decide we're there? 6-6? I mean, think about how scarred they've been for the last 15 years.
I think you go to a bowl game, and that's probably right. I mean, Les Miles is 142-55 overall in his time in college football. He's won a lot of games. Mm-hmm. I would think that they probably would expect to be in a bowl game within 3 years. I think that'd be pretty significant progress, don't you think?
Hell yes, it would be. I think you're maybe
one,
a little.
1, 2, 3.
I think you're maybe
you
a little.
You can put yourself with. Yeah, you just said in 2021. Can you put yourself in a position to win 6 games?
No, I didn't say that. I think that's
no.
I'm quick to say six. Okay, all right.
I'm saying it. That would be pretty significant progress.
I totally agree. If you're right there, that would be
pretty significant progress.
Absolutely significant progress.
So
then he would be on the, not the hot seat, but then you'd be under the microscope to continue to do that. Now win 7 or 8. If you win 6 in your first 3 years at Kansas, first of all, he might get an extension. And he talked about that yesterday too, by the way, being 65, he's the oldest coach in the league. He didn't seem to mind that, but that's not surprising.
The thing that strikes me about this league right now is the newness of it, in that you've got two guys in this league, Gary Patterson and Mike Gundy, who've been around for, I think Gundy's in his 15th year or something like that. So 15 that have been head coaches for 15 years or better. And that's it. Other than that, you're talking about, I think Matt Campbell has been there for now, this is 4th year, I think, at Iowa State.
Sounds right.
And other than that, you've got Herman, Riley, guys that have had success but haven't been head coaches for very long. Matt Rhule at Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Miles as a new coach, Kleiman as a new coach, Matt Wells at Texas Tech is a new coach, Neil Brown is a new coach at West Virginia. There's a lot of change in this league, and there's a lot of guys that, you're talking about probably 7 of the 10 guys in this league have coached at their school 3 years or less. That's unusual.
Very.
That's unusual. So, I don't know what it means in the grand scheme of things. Does it mean that a team like Kansas has a chance to make a quicker jump because they've got inexperienced or new head coaches in around them? I don't know.
Well, I mean,
if
they all had the same team, I'd trust Les Miles to coach it as opposed to the other guys. But we don't have all the same personnel, and KU fans know that all too well. Greg,
is Kansas in a position to make a jump over Kansas State?
No. I mean,
no.
I don't see it.
I don't think so.
Greg, you got the last word of the segment, bud.
I think the Charlie Weiss hire was such a smokescreen. He was never a proven head coach in the game, especially the college game. I think they were hoping a name splash would make a difference, but with Les Miles, not only you have the name splash, you got the pedigree. But if nothing else, he may not reach the heights that Mangino did as far as winning a division and going and winning an Orange Bowl type game. But I think he's a great chess piece, if nothing else, to pass it on to a quality successor. You know, he's had plenty of good or great coaches work under him through the years, through his success in some big time programs. And so if nothing else, he's a guy who can help bridge to another good quality coach, because they've shown that they're going to pay and hire, you know, guys with splash. So I think he'll be successful, but best case or worst case scenario, if he leaves in 5, 6, 7 years, he passes it on to someone who has a clue, unlike what they've done with Turner Gill or David Beatty and things like that, that has a lot better pedigree and a better name and better experience. So I think it's a great hire for KU. Even if it doesn't translate into 6 wins in 2 or 3 years, I still think it puts them on an actual legitimate right track, which they hoped Charlie Weiss would do, but clearly it wasn't even close to happening with that. And it really wasn't viable, in my opinion, way back when they hired him. So that's my thoughts on it.
Well, if he lasts 5, 6, or 7 years, he will have at least lasted 5, 6, or 7 years, which the previous guys can't say. And so that must mean he's winning enough for the fans and the administration to want him to stay around. That's a good start.
We forget that Charlie Weiss was 2 years removed from Notre Dame when he took the job at Kansas. Almost 3. He took a year. I think he was with the Chiefs. I think he was OC with the Chiefs one
OC
year.
OC with the Patriots. I forget the timeline, but he was the OC with
the Patriots. Well, the Patriots predated that. And then he was with, I think he was with Florida.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I think he was on staff at Florida when they got him to come to Kansas. So, 3 years at Kansas and 3 years they wish they could get back.
Still paying for it in some ways.
No, they're still paying for it is right. No question. OTD coming up next on this day in history. Brought to you by our friends from Superior Rents. It happened on this day, July 16th. In the world of sports, it's back in a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.